Right now on the broadcast, we're going to go back to Israel, and actually we're going into Hebron. Hebron is the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, dating back some 4,000 years ago to the time of Father Abraham. That's where Abraham went to establish a Jewish community. And then later, he purchased a location there to bury Sarah, and the patriarchs are buried in Machpelah Cave, all in Hebron. The spokesperson for the Jewish community living in Hebron is David Wilder, longtime friend of ours. We've been out there. We've done television with him. We do radio often with David. And David, I wanted to get a hold of you just quickly to talk about a conference that has been going on there in Hebron. As I understand it, the participants are speaking to the issue of annexation of Judea and Samaria. Now, what are we talking about as it relates to coming together somehow and trying to get underneath the sovereignty of the state of Israel, the locations of Judea and Samaria? What are we talking about here?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Jimmy. The subject shouldn't even be a source of discussion. It should be so natural that Hebron and Shiloh and Beit El, all of Judea and Samaria, which is the heartland of Israel, the biblical land of Israel, where the patriarchs and matriarchs lived, where King David was, all of the people that we read about were all here, and this is an intrinsic part of our land, and it should just very naturally be part of the state of Israel. As a matter of fact, you know, I tell people sometimes a little tongue-in-cheek, when we discuss this here, I say, you know, I've looked for Tel Aviv in the Bible, and I still haven't found it. Maybe it's there. I haven't found it. Hebron is mentioned, I don't know, 78 times, I think. You know, this is it. This is Israel. And unfortunately, today, we're still facing a situation whereby there are people that have trouble recognizing that for one reason or another. And this conference came together to speak about the very, very natural fact of life, that this is part of Israel and should be a part of the state of Israel, just as Tel Aviv and Haifa and Be'er Sheva are.
Well, there were some scholars that were speaking at this conference, plus journalists and, of course, some of the activists who live in the area of Judea and Samaria. If they do annex Judea and Samaria, that would mean it would become part of all of Israel, and you wouldn't have to worry about whether the Jewish settlers or the Jewish community should be there or not. Is that what their goal or their aim is?
Today, this whole area, Judea and Samaria, is still under military rule. And anything that's done here has to be done with the permission of the defense minister and the army. And we believe that this should be under the same legal status as everywhere else in what is called the State of Israel proper. There should not be any legal difference between living in Hebron or living in Hadera or in Afula or anywhere else in the State of Israel. We should have the exact same legal status, and to that, today that's missing. That causes us great difficulties. For instance, purchasing a house, a building here in Hebron, because we're under military status, we have to receive permission from the defense minister in order to buy from Arab who wants to sell to us. And if he wants to deny us that permission for whatever reason, be it political or because of pressure from the United States, then he can do so. This is, of course, not tenable. This is discriminatory. But even more than that, I think the world has to understand, the nations of the world, the people in the United States and in Russia and in China and the United Nations have to understand and recognize that this is our land. And annexing it means that it has the same legal status as anywhere else in the country.
Well, let me ask you this. I understand your first statement that the Bible says it belongs to the Jewish people already. But do you see any possibility of this becoming law as far as the Israeli government is concerned and the annexation of Judea and Samaria taking place?
Do I see it happening? Yeah, I do see it happening. When do I see it happening is another question. That's a good question. I have no idea. No idea when that will happen. And what will bring it about. You know, many things happen in this part of the world that are seemingly irrational and illogical, probably first and foremost the actual existence of the State of Israel, okay, coming with people coming home after a 2,000-year-old exile, people coming back here after the Holocaust and developing one of the most developed states in the world. there's no rationality behind that. And today when we speak about something like annexation of Judea and Samaria, people say that's not going to logically happen, and I agree. But then much happens here that isn't logical. It will happen. I have no doubt about that. How it will happen and when it would happen, that I don't know.
Well, this Israeli government may not be involved in annexing Judea and Samaria. We don't know. David said he doesn't know. But I do know one thing for sure. God's word, the Bible, says that this piece of real estate does belong to the Jewish people. Would you not agree with that, David?
Of course. Of course. You know, I very frequently tell groups that I speak with when they ask why I live in Hebron, and we speak about the legitimacy, actually, of the State of Israel. And I point out the fact that the first Prime Minister of Israel, the man that was actually responsible for the declaration of the state, David Ben-Gurion, was not known to be a religiously observant man. However, when he was asked during the Peel Commission what he considered to be his legitimate right for Jews to be living in this land, he picked the Bible up and he said this, okay? And this is a man who was considered to be fairly secular. Okay, he understood that. We understand that, and you're right. Today, the basic issues are political. Netanyahu has problems with the United States and the European Union and the United Nations. I think though that the day will come when we will have a prime minister who is going to say, "I don't care what they think and I don't care what they do. This is ours. Let's let everybody know it."
Amen. The Bible says it. It will come to pass. David Wilder, he's the spokesperson for the Jewish community in Hebron, a broadcast partner with us here on Prophecy Today, and a very good friend. David, thank you so very much, my friend. We'll talk again down the line.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jimmy.